Virgin Radio.
We're on Curtin FM, 19 minutes past midday. Beautiful day outside, and welcome to Perth.
Thank you so much.
Hang on, I'll turn you on there. That makes a bit of difference. Thank you for coming here, because you've got a great program back in your hometown, which, of course, is in Nova Scotia, St. Francis Xavier University. I bet it's beautiful.
It is, although at this time of year, we're experiencing the winter melt, and it's pretty mucky. So I'm delighted to be here in Perth, where temperatures are a little warmer.
We certainly don't get what you get. I look at the snowfalls, and everyone's always imagined how beautiful it would be amongst it, but you're absolutely right. When you talk about the melt, it's very sloppy and sloshy, isn't it? And
how
do you cope with the traffic and everything, slipping and sliding over the roads? And
you have to have good shoes.
Good shoes, but you have to have good tyres for your cars, I
imagine.
Absolutely. Yeah, so anyway, we had those restrictions like everyone else in the world when we had COVID, not with snow and slush, but restrictions as to where you could go. But that must slow things down a lot.
It does, and you have to factor it in.
Okay, well, you're used to it. Anyway, enjoy while you're here. It's lovely to have you here. We're talking about Arts April. Tell us about the program that you have running back in Nova Scotia.
Right, so you're right, it is Arts April here in Western Australia, and back in Canada, I've been involved with a 10-year program in the province I live in, Nova Scotia, that runs over 30 different arts-based programs in the community. We link professional artists who lead programs that promote well-being. So there's a huge variety of groups of people who don't necessarily access the arts in our communities. And so that's a main focus of the program, is to try and find ways to connect people who don't necessarily have that access, either because of poverty or physical disability or geographic location, and link them to these programs that allow them to express their creativity.
You know, Act Belong Commit is a great concept. It really is.
It is
what it says.
Yes.
And we've spoken about their mental health and their well-being, I suppose, a lot of times about how important it is to be part of a group of people and interests that you might have and not to give up and sit home. Look, I tell you what, if you don't mind, I just have to clear this, Associate Professor Anne Fox, here at Curtin for just another month or so. We'll clear this and come back with it.
Curtin Radio.
Arts April sounds like a fabulous program, and joining us to talk a little bit more about this in the studio, we appreciate that, is Professor, Associate Professor Anne Fox from Nova Scotia. Beautiful area. What part of Canada?
It's the most easterly part of Canada. We're a coastal province, and we're part of the Atlantic provinces.
Okay. Well, it's a gorgeous part of the world. There's no two ways about that. Let's get back to this. Mm-hmm. You were saying that this is a program to try and get a lot more people that normally would not access Act Belong Commit, you know, people that are disabled, they're not mentally well, that sort of thing. How have you managed to program that be the case from where you've come from?
Right, so the program that I work in Nova Scotia really targets groups of people who don't necessarily access arts and creative activities. Now, I understand the Act Belong Commit program here in Western Australia is great because it targets everybody. And what we really want people to do is to go onto the activity finder on the website, and there are over 400 partners with arts programs listed on that website, and the activity finder will link people up to the activities that they're interested in. And we're trying to encourage in Arts April, which is a new program in Act Belong Commit, we're trying to encourage people to think more about the arts, because we know in the research I've done that when people engage in the arts and in creative activity, it could be gardening, cooking, dance, music, that creative process brings about a lot of health benefits.
It certainly does, and it's just taking that step, isn't it?
It is.
You know, you sort of find excuses, oh, I'm a bit tired, not too well, that sort of thing. It's a bit sunny, a bit windy, a bit dry, a bit wet or whatever. There's always an excuse if you don't want to face that. But the minute you do, you're welcomed at all of these groups that have these great activities. So what about people that have got a disability? I mean, how do you get around that for them to get there? that sort of thing.
Well, yes, and you know, even during COVID, we saw all kinds of barriers for people to get out and participate in the community. We all experienced that. And so I think some of the innovative, creative programs are really allowing people to take part from their own homes. So, really? You know, in Canada, we have a lot of climate issues. In the middle of winter, it can be hard to get out, especially for seniors. So we're really targeting programs people can do online, in a group, live time, but they may have painting classes, dance classes, believe it or not, singing groups online. And so, you know, I think that a lot of the community partners in Act, Belong, Commit have a lot of wisdom and experience on how to reach particular groups. Mm-hmm. And I think if folks look on that website, they will find accessible programs for them.
So obviously back in Nova Scotia, yes. This program that's ongoing, right. What do you call that?
It's called Arts Health Antigonish, and Antigonish is the name of the small town that the program started in, and from there it spread. And what that program does is it links artists to over 30 different programs going on in the province that various groups can sign up for. And some of these are time limited, you know, they run for 12 weeks, and others are ongoing.
What has been the result of people that have taken advantage of that back in Nova Scotia?
Right. Well, my own research has shown really some interesting benefits that we hadn't necessarily anticipated. So, for example, we had a songwriting program for teenage girls who the school noticed were not attending regularly. Lots going on in their lives. And the school approached us to say, you know, is there something you could do to get these girls, give them opportunities to express themselves? So we found not only did they start to feel a sense of self-confidence and self-esteem, they performed their music for the school, for the community, but they started to attend school again.
So the program that they went into, which you obviously had to sort of coerce them a little bit at first, I suppose, once they got onto, that was online as well, was it?
No, that was face-to-face.
Ah, right, and they made the effort to be there.
That's right. So the musicians went into the school. One of the conditions of the girls attending the songwriting program was that they had to show up for school. And as you say, a little enticement. And that was their incentive to come. That gave them something to look forward to.
And it just turned their thinking around completely.
Turned their thinking around.
Oh, boy. You know, there's a lot of work to be done for young people.
Yes,
there really is. And mental health issues are massive out there in the community.
Yes.
And of course, it's perpetuated, I suppose, by Facebook and all the internet interaction that people have and being looked at rather closely at the moment.
Yes, yes. Social media, you know, it can be a great source of creative activity. It can also be a challenge for those of us working in the health system.
And there's a lot of pressure on, we're just talking young people here at the moment, but a lot of pressure on them to be what they consider to be perfect.
Yes.
Because the idolization of somebody that does well, you know, they're put on pedestals, aren't they? Singers, actors, dancers, that sort of thing. Think, oh, how could I ever be that good? But they don't have to be that good.
Well, that's exactly true.
Yeah.
And, you know, I like to use the term creativity rather than the arts sometimes because I know people have certain expectations in their minds.
Especially, when you say art, I was thinking that when you first mentioned it, is the fact that people think, oh, artwork, that sort of thing, but
I'm not an artist.
That's exactly,
yes.
I could never do that. And, okay, that's wonderful. How is it that Curtin University got in contact with you with this program? How did they know about it?
I have colleagues that I've worked with over the years in my main field, which is nutrition, actually.
Okay.
And I got interested in the arts because I started to do more creative activities in my own teaching with my students. And some of my wonderful colleagues here in Australia said, oh, well, why don't you come and share some of your work and your insights with us while you're traveling, learning about what others are doing.
So have you learned anything from being here or have you just come and taught us?
I have absolutely learned. You know, I'm so impressed with the health infrastructure here, the nutrition supports available to community, and particularly the sports and physical activity programs. And, you know, what I'm really trying to do is to create the same kind of infrastructure and public awareness and recognition of the importance of physical activity. I want to see that in creative activity as well.
Yeah.
I want people to say, I need to be healthy, I need to eat well, I need to exercise, I need to be creative.
I think through observation that we're at a point, the communities all around the world, with the situation with obesity and mental health issues, they seem to go hand in hand. And without pointing fingers at anybody and why it's happened or anything, it's a reality. It is here. And it really, you're absolutely right. It just has to be attended. And I'm not too sure how you get people that think, oh, I give up. I'm, you know, I've put on so much weight, or I'm not fit or healthy or anything like that. I can't be bothered. It's very hard to get people motivated.
Well, you know, there are studies done by the World Health Organization and other groups. The World Health Organization's reviewed them all and written a summary that actually shows that engaging in creative activity enhances people's involvement in healthy lifestyle activities. So being able to express yourself, being part of a community, doing creative things.
You get encouragement, don't you, from others?
You feel better about yourself.
Well, you do.
You feel part of it,
yeah.
And you feel more able, you know, more confident to take things on.
Okay, so let's talk about the people in the older age bracket.
Yes.
If they go on to act, belong, commit, and go into activities, was it?
Yes.
Okay, activities. Something close by, something they've always had an interest in, maybe years and years ago they had an interest, they were in a choir or something, they can join or that.
Yes.
Is there gardening, are there day trips and that sort of thing?
Okay. You name it, it's there. And there's a whole range of activities. So Arts April is focusing on more the creative arts, crafts, music, dance, and it can be for seniors too. You know, seniors can engage in all those activities. But there's also physical activities, there's sports, there's literary activities, anything you want.
Brain stimulation.
It's pretty much there.
Brain and physical.
The things you're interested in.
Okay, well, that's exactly right. I mean, when we work in our working lives, when we're mid-teens and into adulthood and motherhood, fatherhood, that sort of thing, you might put your interests aside a little bit.
Yes.
But if you stop and think back, when you're getting to an older age group, maybe you've retired, you think, oh, I used to love doing that. And you're probably still capable.
Yeah, and you know, I see that myself. My two children are grown now, and I'm starting to pick up music that I haven't had an opportunity to do. Yeah. I do comedy.
You do comedy?
I do comedy, improvisation. Canada has a great track record in that area, produced a lot of stars. And it's wonderful because, you know, life gives us new opportunities.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if there are some comedians out there that have a natural sense of humour that could find something on Act, Belong, Commit?
Yes. Well, you know what? I was in Melbourne last weekend and attended
the
comedy festival. And Australia just has great comics. So I think you're on to a great partnership there.
We have a dry sense of humour, I think, Aussies.
Oh, yes.
And
wonderful.
We self-depreciate ourselves, which is it's actually very funny.
Yes.
But political correctness can sort of step in the way a little bit these days. So we've had to sort of be very careful.
And
I'm with you. And with the nicknames we have for everybody, you know.
Oh, yes. I'm trying to figure them all out.
There is you should go back to Canada and write about our humour and the nicknames and the Australian slangs that we use.
I'm keeping a list, actually.
Yes, you would.
I'm making a little dictionary.
Yes, you should. It's absolutely wonderful. Okay, we'll finally end on this. You're here until May.
Yes.
We thank you for coming across and sharing all that information with
thank
us.
Thank you.
And I had yesterday a gentleman talking about mental health, and nature is really, really important. And he was talking about, it's brain health, and he was talking about that not just sitting out under a tree particularly, but somewhere where there's a stream or there might be a mountain or a hill somewhere and a sunset and a bird calls and everything like that. It makes you sort of think, hang on a minute, nature's stronger than all of us.
Yeah, and you know, I think the thing about that, because a number of the programs we have in Antigonish are nature-based, And we engage artists in nature. And I think part of it is that nature encourages us to experience senses we don't often tune into. And that's really what creativity is all about, is engaging those senses. And nature is such a fabulous way to
do it. It brings
that.
Us back to Earth.
Yes,
makes us realize that we're, like I said, we're just a bit of a dot, and it's all very strong and very important out there. And just look up occasionally and look at what's above you.
Yeah, get your hands in the dirt.
I don't know about that. Okay, Anne, thank you so much, and it's lovely to have you in Australia.
Thank you,
Associate Professor Anne Fox.